Podcast.
We started with 16 players. Tears have been shed. Welsh superfans have been outed as massive frauds. We whittled them down to 8 in a hotly contested first round. Welcome back to the Triquizzer Tournament. I'm your host, Reese, and this is the quarterfinals. Our first matchup today, battling for a place in the final four of this prestigious championship, sees a 6 out of 10 going up against a 7 out of 10. I'll let you work out which is which. Let's first talk about our Northern Irish contestant. Back again from HC Movie Reviews, it's Hamish Calvert. Hello, Hamish.
Hello, what's crack?
Not much, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Surprised to be here.
You did well last time, so you can keep that
going. Yeah, it was okay.
And up against Hamish today, coming in as the early favourite based on the first round results, it's Ryan Morris. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not bad. Slightly more confident than the first round, in which I thought I would be horrendous. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it all's going to change in this round. But I'll start with you, Hamish. How did your first round go for you personally? Did you think you did well? Did you? Hamish, hello?
Hello, sorry. Technical difficulties again.
It's all right. How was your first round for you?
It was okay. Bit of a shaky start there. Took me a while to get a point, and I didn't think it was going to get any by the end of it. But no, a few ones I knew for sure, so it was okay. Did better than I thought I was going to do.
And do you feel more pressure this time for the quarterfinals, or do you feel more confident?
No, I feel less confident for some reason. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm going to defeat the person who's, you know, the guy who's actually worked on Star Wars movies and all.
So that does
only
add
helps if Star Wars comes up.
And for you, Hamish, what would make it to the semi-finals mean to you personally?
It would restore faith in myself as someone who like didn't know a question about one of his favorite films in the first round. So like, it would be good. Something to put on the CV. Semi-finals.
Exactly. And Ryan, to you, how was your first round? Because I didn't hear your first round yet.
Yeah, it was good. Getting a question about my favourite film was a slight advantage that I probably feel was unfair, but I'll take any chance I can get.
Yeah, do you feel more pressure this time?
Yeah, definitely. More pressure. As you whittle down the people, it gets more and more intense.
It does. Do you feel that you could perform under that pressure?
I'll try my best. That's a very personal question, Reese.
Keep it PG, please, right?
Yes, please.
And what would make it to the semi-finals mean to you?
It would be wonderful. In round one, I thought the quote, "I'll have what she's having," was from Casablanca. So I need some kind of, I need to have some faith put back in myself again.
So I feel like we waited long enough. And let's try and explain how this round is going to work. So the first round was very simple. It was 10 questions. First, highest score wins. But this round, we are taking up to a next level. You are going to be given 6 categories between you. I'll tell you what those are in a moment. So, Ryan, because you had more points in the first round, you get to pick your first category.
Excellent.
I will then ask you 5 questions from that category to you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then, after those 5 questions, Hamish, you get to pick a category from the 5 remaining categories. Okay?
Okay.
I'll ask you 5 questions, and then we'll go back and forth until you've both done 3 categories, all right?
Okay.
So it's a bit of strategy involved. You've got to make sure you pick the right categories for you personally and try and, you know, beat out the person who maybe wants one category or another. But then it's simple. So it's best out of 15. You can't steal answers again, so I'll tell you the answer straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, there's a tiebreaker if there's a draw.
Good. Perfect.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah? Good. So, your categories then, so they're going to be superhero movies, directors, opening lines, acting debuts, award ceremonies, and best of British.
Cool. Okay. Still no Star Wars.
No Star Wars, I'm afraid, no. But, so Ryan, as you are the highest scorer, you get to pick first. So, which category would you like for your first 5 questions?
I'm going to be as normie as possible and ask for superhero movies.
Superhero movies first up. Okay.
And just pray that the whole thing is about the Dark Knight trilogy.
You are out of luck, I'm afraid.
Damn it.
Okay. So, Ryan, your five questions are as follows. Here's question one. Which actor crossed the superhero streams in 2019, appearing in Marvel's Captain Marvel and in DC's Shazam?
God, why did I pick this category? I really don't know. I can barely remember anything about Captain Marvel.
Harsh.
Sorry. I really don't know. I can't remember anyone that was in both. It wasn't the man whose name I've forgotten, was it? You know him.
That's correct, yeah. Well done, it was him.
I can't remember. I'll say Jude Law just to give an answer because he was in one of them, but I know it wasn't.
Good guess, but no, it was not Jude Law. Hamish, you know it is?
No, but glad you've got this category so far.
it was Jimon Hounsou. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy as well, if you remember.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, he was. So Ryan, zero for you, I'm afraid.
Damn it.
Question two for Ryan. In 1994, Jim Carrey starred in which Dark Horse Comics film adaptation?
God, Again. Oh, old superhero movies are not my forte. I'm trying to think of old Jim Carrey movies.
In 1994, Jim Carrey starred in which Dark Horse Comics film adaptation?
The only thing I can think of is The Mask.
That is correct.
It is. Oh,
it is. Very
that
good.
That was a bit of luck.
Question three. In terms of box office gross, which actor had the most successful debut as Batman?
I'll go Christian Bale.
Incorrect.
Was it Michael Keaton?
No, it was Ben Affleck, actually.
Oh, God. See, I repressed that memory. I'd never even thought of him.
Question four. Who was the first Marvel Comics character to get a live-action feature film?
Was it The Incredible Hulk?
Incorrect. It was not The Incredible Hulk.
Who was it?
It was actually Howard the Duck.
Oh, God. I really picked the wrong category, didn't I?
It's all right, you got two rounds to go, mate. You're fine. And question five. Before he became one of cinema's all-time great villains as Thanos, Josh Brolin made his superhero film debut in which 2010 DC Comics disaster?
Was he in the Green Lantern?
He was not in the Green Lantern. It was Jim the Hex.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of. I said, oh no, I can picture the poster.
Oh. Yeah, that was a hard round for you, Ryan.
That was very sad. I'm going to go cry while Hamish answers his questions.
You got two rounds to go. Hamish, so your choices are directors, opening lines, acting debuts, award ceremonies, and best of British.
I'm going to go directors.
Directors, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Hamish, your five questions. Here we go. What was the first film the legendary comedy filmmaker John Hughes both wrote and directed in 1984?
Ooh, that is a director I'm not very familiar with. I think I only know like two of his films, so I'm gonna go for one of them and hope. I'm just gonna go The Breakfast Club.
Incorrect, that was his second film.
Oh, was it 16 Candles?
It was 16 Candles.
Oh,
right?
No.
All right, then. Question two. How many times have Martin Scorsese and Leo DiCaprio worked together in feature films?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a lot. can that be my answer?
I can't accept a lot, I'm afraid.
I can think of four, so I'm going to suggest that there's one I may have forgotten, and let's go with five.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
Wow, what a guess. Well done. Okay, question three. Which Oscar-nominated director made his debut in 2004 with Anchorman?
Oh, what is his name? Is it Adam McKay?
Correct.
Oh.
Ryan is saying it quietly. Question four. Who has directed Johnny Depp 8 times?
It's surely got to be Tim Burton.
Correct.
Oh.
And question five. This is a good round, Hamish, actually. Question five. Who made his directorial debut in 1996 with Bottle Rocket, starring Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson?
I thought the question was just going to be who made their debut in 1996, and that was going to be it. no more context. I have zero clue about this one. Owen Wilson. I think I'm drawing a blank on this one. Yeah, I don't even have a. I'm not going to guess and make myself look more stupid than I already do, so we'll just pass on that one.
You're going to completely pass?
Yeah.
Okay, the answer. Ryan, do you know?
I don't, I'm afraid.
It was Wes Anderson.
No.
Okay, after round one, Ryan, you've got one. Hamish, you've got three.
I have some catching up to do.
Round two, Ryan, your choices are opening lines, acting debuts, award ceremonies, and best of British.
Let's do award ceremonies.
Award ceremonies.
See how badly I can mess this one up.
Believe in yourself, Ryan, I believe in you. Okay. It's quite a long question, so bear with me.
Oh, God.
Emmanuel Lubezki won the Best Cinematography Award in 2013 for Gravity. This started a chain of 3 consecutive victories. Can you name either of the films he won for in 2014 or 2015?
The Revenant.
Correct. Very good. What's the other one for brag points?
I know it, but I'm completely drawing a blank on it.
Starring Michael Keaton.
Oh, Birdman, obviously.
It was Birdman. Yes, very good.
Same director as the one I said.
It was, actually, yeah. Question two. Which film holds the record for the largest sweep at the Oscars, as in winning every award it was nominated for?
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Correct. Very good. Oh, he's on fire now.
This is good.
This is good, right?
In 1993 and 1994, who became only the second actor ever to win consecutive Best Actor awards at the Oscars?
Oh, God. See, when I say award ceremonies, I'm thinking, like, post-2010?
The ones that you actually watched and paid attention
to. The ones that I was there for. Oh, just trying to think of famous people that have won it more than once, but there's so many. Oh, I really don't know. Sorry.
Throw a name out there. Any name?
Any name? This is when I forget the name of every single living actor. No, I'll save any embarrassment. I can't think.
So you're passing?
I'll pass. Embarrassingly.
The answer was he starred in Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
No way.
It was Tom
Hanks. I thought his last ones were older than that. Damn it, he genuinely crossed my mind. And I should have said it.
Question four. Who is the first person born in the 21st century to be nominated for an Academy Award?
God. This is where I just try and think of every young actor. And forget all of them as well. Oh, I don't know. This is embarrassingly bad, this one.
See if this is a hard question.
Yeah, I have to pass again, I'm afraid.
She was in Beast of the Southern Wild.
Oh, I can't remember her name. I love that film.
Quvenzhané Wallace.
That's her.
And this last one is tricky. However, I feel like you might have a better shot than others.
Okay. God, no pressure.
Yeah. The BAFTAs are 19 years younger than the Oscars. What number ceremony with the 2020 BAFTAs?
Oh, God. They're 20 years younger than... How many years younger than the Oscars did you say they were?
19 years younger.
19. I can work this out if I do the maths in my head.
That's
all right. If I do the maths in my head. Was it the 73rd?
Say again?
73rd.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That worked out.
Oh, because I know...
Ooh, you can
breathe
for a bit.
Yeah. Oh, I memorised what year Inception won the Oscars and then just went from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just know what year Inception won Oscars.
Amazing. I love that. Okay. Hamish, your second round. Your choices are opening lines, acting debuts, and Best of British.
Let's go Best of British.
Damn it.
Best of British. Okay. Best of British. Hamish, your questions are... Question one. Which British actress played these three characters? Kate Mesa, Sergeant Rita Vrataski, and Emily Charlton. Correct. Very good. Lucky gun. Question two. Who directed every Monty Python feature film?
I have no hope on this. I've never seen a Monty Python film. I know. I'm just going to have to guess. I think one of the people who is in them, and hopefully they direct it. I think his name is Terry Gilliam.
Oof, I thought you had it then. It was not Terry Gilliam or Terry Gilliam. Ryan, do you know who it was?
I don't. My dad will hate me for not knowing this.
It was Terry Jones. Not Terry Gilliam.
The other Terry.
Hamish, question three. Who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Hugh Grant.
Correct. Very good.
Sure, that person.
Question four. Which musical starring Christian Bale was set in 1899 and told the story of a group who staged a strike against one of the largest companies in town?
Who was it starring again, sir?
Starring Christian Bale. Set in 1899, told the story of a group who staged a strike against one of the largest companies in town.
Oh, that is tricky. I have no idea. I didn't know Christian Bale was in any musicals. Gonna guess something older. I feel like if that was recent, I would sort of at least, it would ring some sort of bell. I don't know. The only old Christian Bale film I can think of, it's definitely not about this, but I'm just gonna say it for the crack, Empire of the Sun.
That's correct. It was The Newsies.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that in my life.
Fair enough. And question five. Which British actor's career includes a key role in a comic book film, a role in a successful magical franchise, and an Oscar-winning turn as the UK Prime Minister?
Gary Oldman.
Correct. Good. Whew, round two done. Currently, scores the doors are Ryan's got four, Hamish has got six.
Oh, I tightened it by one.
Yeah. No, you didn't, it's the same.
Damn it.
Alright, it could all change though, could all change. Okay, Ryan, your choices are opening lines and acting debuts.
God. Let's do acting debuts.
Acting debuts. So Ryan, Hamish, sorry, you are.
That's what I've been avoiding the whole time.
So, Ryan, round three, debuts, let's do it. Question one. Foxy Cleopatra is a character played by which singer making her acting debut?
Oh, God. I don't even know what film that character's in. That's one of those ones. I can't. This is really boring, but I literally can't even guess. It could be anyone. Christina Aguilera. Why not? It's definitely
guess,
not.
Correct.
Damn it.
Correct. Hamish, do you know that one?
Is that Beyonce?
It was Beyonce in Austin Powers Gold Member.
I've never seen an Austin Powers film.
What?
I don't think they're that sort of thing.
That's a shocker. Alright. Question two. Denzel Washington and Jeff Goldblum made their film debuts in which 70s action film directed by Michael Winner?
God. This is why I left this one till last. Denzel Washington and who, sorry?
And Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. I really, really don't know. Sorry, pass again.
You've had some hard questions in,
I'll be honest. I have. To be fair, my first round was so easy, I can't complain.
This one was Death Wish.
Oh, God. No, never got that.
I've seen it myself, either.
No.
Question three. In which film did Natalie Portman make her film debut at the age of 12?
Leon, Professional.
Correct. Question four. Who plays Laurie Strode in John Carpenter's Halloween?
Why have I just completely forgotten her name? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Correct. And question five. Who wrote, directed, produced, and starred in their first feature film in 1941?
Bloody hell. That's an impressive first film, that is. Charlie Chaplin?
Great guess, but incorrect.
Damn it.
It was Orson Welles.
Oh, Citizen Kane.
In Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that. My uni will be so disappointed.
All right, then, Hamish. Your final round. This is opening lines.
Yay.
So, question one. The quote is, "All right, everyone. This is a stick-up. Don't anybody move. Now, empty that safe." What's that from?
Oh, my word. This is going to be a terrible ride. Oh, my word. I literally... The only thing I can think of for it's almost like a robbery or something, so I'm gonna go with The Dark Knight.
Incorrect.
Ryan,
it is.
This is gonna be absolutely hilarious if it's wrong, because it's such a bizarre guess, but is it Toy Story?
It is Toy Story.
I'm just hearing it in the back of my head.
Was it my performance that like sold it?
Yeah, it was brilliant, yeah.
Okay, question two. The quote is, "It was the summer of 1963 when everyone called me baby and it didn't occur to me to mind." What's that from?
Ah, oh, jeez. I have literally no idea. So what was it again, the summer of 1963? I don't know. I'm just going to guess Stand By Me.
Incorrect. Ryan, any guesses?
Was it Dirty Dancing?
It was Dirty Dancing.
I should have picked this round.
Well, it's working for like me doing it because I'm not getting any right.
Question three. This was a long quote, so bear with me. What came first, the music or the misery? People worry about kids with playing guns, watching violent videos, that some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands and literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable, or was I miserable because I listened to pop music? What's that from?
How am I supposed to that's not ringing any bells, so I'm just gonna have to pick a movie I haven't seen. Something about I have no idea. I don't even know. I can't even think of a movie I haven't seen. Pass.
Any film? Did you say pass?
Right. Yeah.
Ryan, any guesses?
I have no idea that one. Not a clue.
No. That one is High Fidelity.
Never would have got that.
Great film, to be fair. Question four. The quote is, "It all began on New Year's Day in my 32nd year of being single. Once again, I found myself on my own and going to my mother's annual turkey curry buffet." What's that from?
Know this, I think I might know. I'm going to go with Bridget Jones' Diary.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's the last.
And question five, the last one. The quote is, "It's February 1st, Phil. Do you know what tomorrow is?" "Oh no, not again." What's that from?
What? can you give me that again, please?
Yeah, sure. "It's February 1st, Phil. Do you know what day... Let me start again. "It's February 1st, Phil. Do you know what tomorrow is?" "Oh no, not again." What's that from?
Again, ringing absolutely no bells. But this is exactly the reason I was avoiding this category. yeah, it's just got to be another big pass again.
Big pass. Ryan, any guesses?
I don't know that one either.
That one was Groundhog Day.
Oh, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Big show with February 1st. But that ends our three rounds.
Ooh.
Everyone take a breather. That was tense.
That was tense.
Ooh. I've certainly thrown it away with that. Like,
well... So in round one, Ryan, you got one. Yeah. Hamish, you got three. Round two, Ryan, you got three. Hamish, you got three. Round three, Ryan, you got two. Hamish, you got one.
Damn it.
So for the maths fans in the room, Hamish, you are going through to the semifinals.
What?
You got seven to Ryan's six. That was an outrageously tense final round there.
Yeah, that was awful. I thought I'd...
Well, I had legit concerns. I thought you were going to like throw it away in that last round.
Bridget Jones came to your rescue right at the end.
I know, thank goodness.
You owe Renée Zellweger a thank you card.
Yeah, you really do. That was really tense. Hopefully it came across in the to the audience there.
I'm sweating.
I'm nervous. I was asking the questions. Oh, man. So, first off to Ryan. Commiserations, my friend. How are you feeling?
Thank you. Very sad, very sad. There was a chance at the end there, but it wasn't meant to be. Quite embarrassed that I got less right all around with more questions, but I'll take that shame to the grave, it's fine.
And Hamish, congratulations, how are you feeling?
Confused. I managed to do that, but yeah, it was a good game, good match, Ryan.
It was a very good match. Oh, right, I think we all need a time out there, so I'm gonna pour myself a cup of tea. But before we go, Ryan, as our run-up today, do you want to plug anything or say where people can find you on the internet?
Not much to plug, really. Just at Morris_movies on Twitter and at Ryan Morris on Letterboxd. But other than that, that's pretty much where I live now that all the cinemas are closed. That's, you know.
Yeah, it's very depressing. But thank you for playing along, Ryan.
Thank you very much for having me. There,
thank you. And Hamish, where can we find you, mate?
You get me on Twitter at Hamish Calvert, or you can read any reviews by the team at HC Movie Reviews.
Glorious. And that ends our first quarterfinal. That was a pretty tense one. Hopefully the other three are as good. But I'm now going to throw over to Nick, who has got quarterfinal number two. I'll see you next time. Goodbye. Yes.